أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا، وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها صعيدا جرذا. أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا؟ إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا. Almighty Allah now mentioned consoling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That whatever is on this earth, we have made it but as a glittering show. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ. And all this Almighty Allah has made to test man. We find the different temptations that insan is faced with on many occasions. And it is because of these very same temptations that man has the ability of surpassing the creation of angels, that is Malaika. Because the angels, Almighty Allah has created them in such a way, يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّهِ. They worship Almighty Allah day in and day out. لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. They do not tire for a second also. لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ. Whatever Almighty Allah has commanded them to do, even if they want to do the opposite of that, they haven't got the ability of disobeying Almighty Allah. But man is such that at the time of Adhan, when the Adhan is called out, we find his wife has one demand. The children are crying. The phone is ringing. He has to attend to the shop. He has to attend to this. He has to attend to that. And at the same time, the Muazzin is calling out, حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. Come towards success. In other words, success is not in answering the phone call, in seeing to the needs of your wife, in seeing to the needs of your children. Success means to drop everything as it is and to hasten and to respond to the order of Almighty Allah and to fulfill the request of that hour, and that is to establish salah. So Allah has created man with different temptations. He has wealth in his hand. There's a need of buying a second car in the house. He needs to extend, and it is time for him to discharge zakat. The children are nagging for a bicycle. The wife is nagging for a washing machine. So and so is asking for this. All these things are in front of him. He's got some additional bonus. At that time, it is time for him now to discharge zakat. Now he is confronted, and this is the time that he is tested. Then how genuine is his iman? Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zina. This is how Almighty Allah will test us. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah has created death and life to test man, that when he comes in this dunya, when man was in front of Almighty Allah and Allah asked him, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Lord? So the millions of souls that were there, it was only the greatness and the grandeur and the qudrat and the might and the power of Almighty Allah. There was no wife, there was no children, there was no business, there was no degree, there was no interference, there was no shop, there was nothing to interfere with that statement. So everyone said in one voice, unanimously, قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Oh Allah, most definitely you are our Lord. Why, there's nothing to disrupt us, there's nothing to interfere with this. But this very same man, when he was placed in the world, and gradually different things he got involved in, so this very same man grows up, and after a while he comes to that conclusion, or he makes that statement, أَلْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, that who is Allah? Allah says in the Quran, زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. The different things of this world has been beautified for man. زين للناس حب الشهوات, the love of to fulfill your desires, من النساء, to satisfy your desires with women. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, مَا تَرَكْتُ بَعْدِ فِتْنَةَ أَضَرُّ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. I did not leave a greater fitna for the men in my ummah after my demise more than women. Why, when a woman leaves her house, then shaitan beautifies her, and this is the net of the devil. Just as the fisherman throws his net and he he fishes or he casts his rod. Likewise, this is the rod, this is the fishing rod of the devil, that when a woman comes out, it is for the very same reason, that it is the beautiful teachings of Islam. Once again, I'll repeat and we'll highlight that, we'll put it in inverted commas. It is the beautiful teachings of Islam that a woman is to stay indoors. The greatest parda is that a woman should stay indoors. Perchance, if under some necessity she has to leave, then concealing her body. Masturat, which we refer to, means that being that has been covered head to toe. Almighty Allah mentions in the Quran, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. That remain indoors. Your beauty is meant for your partner, and that is for your husband, and not to expose and reveal your beauty for humanity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, نِسَاءٌ كَاسِيَاتٌ عَارِيَاتٌ مُمِيلَاتٌ مَائِلَاتٌ لَا يَدْخُلْنَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يَجِدْنَ رِيحَهَا وَإِنَّ رِيحَهَا لَتُوجَدُ مِنْ مَسِيرَةِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Those women who, despite wearing clothes, reveal their body. نِسَاءٌ كَاسِيَاتٌ عَارِيَاتٌ مُمِيلَاتٌ مَائِلَاتٌ, that are inclining people towards them and also are inclined towards men. لَا يَدْخُلْنَ الْجَنَّةِ, they will not enter paradise. وَلَا يَجِدْنَ رِيحَهَا, in fact they will be deprived of the fragrance of paradise. May Almighty Allah save us from that. لَا يَدْخُلْنَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يَجِدْنَ رِيحَهَا وَإِنَّ رِيحَهَا لَتُوجَدُ مِنْ مَسِيرَةِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Whereas the fragrance and the scent of Jannat can be smelled a distance away from Jannat. So for the very same reason, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the Quran clarifies it, that a woman has to stay indoors. So Allah says, مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ, children, وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ, hoarded treasures, مِنَ الذَّهَبِ, gold, silver, branded horses. These are the things that man's heart craves and desires for. زِينَةَ اللَّهَ. And at the same time, on the other hand, is the demand and the request of deen. So which way are you turning? You have claimed to say that Allah is your Lord when you are in Alam-e Arwah. Now when Allah has sent you in this world to test you, let us see how you answer. لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Thereafter Almighty Allah mentioned, وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. Verily, what is on the earth, we shall make it into dust one day. All what is here, it is a temporary attractment. It is there temporary. To attract and to invite and to tempt people, but it is there limited for a period. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Whatever you have is meant to perish, and whatever Allah has will never perish. Allah mentions, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. When this earth will be leveled, subhanallah, لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتَى. It will be completely level. There will be nothing, no mountains, no oceans, no rivers, no lakes, no seas, no nothing. It will be one platform. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ. And the Maidan of Hashr will be made qa'im. That is when man will have to stand in front of Almighty Allah. So whether it be the buildings of this world, whether it be the horses of this world, whether it be the gold and silver of this world, whether it be the beautiful woman of this world, it is all going to come to an end. And whatever Allah has prepared in the life to come is eternal. Whatever Allah has prepared, like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, فَآثِرُوا مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. Give preference to that which is eternal over that which is meant to perish. So give preference to the life of Akhirat over the life of this world, which is going to expire at any time. And in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, مَنْ مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. That person who passes away, his qiyamah has already commenced the day he leaves this world. Why? Because now his reality has started, has commenced. Now he'll be lowered into the grave, the questioning into the grave. Now no action of his can bring any benefit for him because it's too late. Now the doors of Iman and the doors of Tawbah will be closed. So no sooner will your eyes close, your qiyamah begins. You don't have to wait for the final hour of Qiyamah. Each man's Qiyamah will commence the day his eyes close. Thereafter Almighty Allah now begins with the chapter or the incident or the discussion of those people after whom the surah was named, that is Ashabul Kahf, the companions of the cave. Almighty Allah mentioned, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. Oh Nabi of Allah, addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Mukhatabin, are you under the impression, Ashab al-Kahfi, that the companions of the cave, and of the inscription were from our signs, something that is very astonishing. As we will discuss, the great astonishing factor that is found in this particular incident is for the long period that they slept. So, O Nabi of Allah, the Quran addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but in fact, it's addressing us, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not astonished, because he was well acquainted with the power and the qudrat and the might of Almighty Allah. So no power of Almighty Allah was astonishing for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sense that can it happen? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj in that short portion of the night. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had understood it, but the people that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealed and explained the story, many people questioned the authority. How is it possible? As we will discuss, we'll understand how the Qudrat of Almighty Allah was manifest in this particular incident to such an extent that wallah, any person with a clean and open heart and mind, if he will listen to the story and link it and attribute it to Almighty Allah, it is sufficient for him to recognize the power, the Qudrat, the might of Almighty Allah. أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. Regarding the people of the cave, Ashabul Kahf, Ibn Kathir Rahmatullah Alayhi has written many narrations, and among the narrations that he had mentioned, that some of the ulama were under the opinion that كَانُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ مُلُوكِ الرُّومِ, that they belong, they originated from Rome. وَأَنَّهُمْ خَرَجُوا يَوْمًا فِي بَعْضِ أَعْيَادِ قَوْمِهِمْ. And on one occasion there was some festival, and just as everyone had to leave, they came out on the outskirts of that particular town to rejoice, because it was the day of festival. So these people also came out, these youngsters who we will discuss who they are, these youngsters also came with the balance of their nation rejoicing, because it was the day of their Eid. And it was the practice of the people, وَكَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْأَصْنَامُ وَالتَّوَاغِيتُ وَيَذْبَحُونَ لَهَا. They used to worship idols and they used to slaughter animals on their name, respecting and honoring the name of that God. Just as we slaughter on the day of Qurbani, Yawmul Adha, on the name of Almighty Allah, in the commemoration of the action of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which was most loved by Almighty Allah because of his sincerity. Now at that particular time, when these youth existed, there was a ruler, he was a very cruel person, Malikun Jabbarun Anid, whose name was, the ulama have written, Diqyamus. وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ النَّاسَ بِذَٰلِكَ وَيَحُصُّهُمْ عَلَيْهِ. He actually used to command the people to worship these idols and to slaughter animals on their name. So when these youth also came out, خَرَجَ هَؤُلَاءِ الْفِتْيَ مَعَ آبَائِهِمْ, they also came out with their parents to rejoice. And like it comes in the hadith, Almighty Allah has given every person an ability to recognize the truth. That is why if a person comes in front of Allah tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and he says, oh Allah, no Nabi came to me, perhaps that could be considered. But if a person comes and he says, oh Allah, I could not recognize you because no one told me about you, this excuse of his will not be accepted, because we don't need someone to remind us of Allah. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. There are sufficient signs to explain to us the oneness and the power of Almighty Allah. The sun is rising from the east and setting in the west. The oceans, the moon, the stars, the skies, the earth, life, death, all these things that are happening around us, does it just happen? We want something, we just want to get a glass of water. We know how much we have to do. We have to stand up, open the tap, fetch a glass, fill the water, they have to drink it. Small things, we have to do so much. So all this whole universe that is happening, it's just happening by without anyone's will and anyone's power. There are sufficient signs to confirm the being and the existence of Almighty Allah. So these youth also came out, and when they noticed this, عَرَفُوا أَنَّ هَذَا الَّذِي يَصْنَعُهُ قَوْمَهُمْ مِنَ السُّجُودِ لِأَصْنَامِهِمْ لَا يَنْبَغِي إِلَّا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When they noticed this, these people are slaughtering these animals for the name of their God, on the name of their God. This is not correct, and this should only be done for Almighty Allah. So one of them decided that I cannot stand here, because perhaps the wrath of Almighty Allah will descend. Perhaps the wrath of Almighty Allah will descend, so let me move away. From this very same thing, we find ulama ikram explain to us that if a man is invited to a particular function, and at the same time, in that function, there will be the intermingling of sexes, and many other vices will be prevalent there, then it is correct for him not to attend that gathering, although to accept the dawah is sunnah, but protecting his deen and looking at the order of Allah, or he can attend it and stand one side. Why? Because the deen of Almighty Allah comes first. So this person said, my father is here, my brother is here, but he is disobeying Allah, and Allah comes first, then comes my family. So let me move aside. As he moved aside, it comes in the kitab, جَلَسَ تَحْتَ ظِلِّ شَجَرَ. He came and he took shelter under one tree. فَجَاءَ الْآخَرُ فَجَلَسَ إِلَيْهَا. Another youngster came and he also sat down. And in this manner, few youngsters came and they gathered under this tree. So one of them mentioned that first time they are meeting. They are unaware. None of them is aware of the next one. So one of them asked that, asking each one of them that can each person reveal the reason of his coming here. So one of them mentioned, I came here because I seen the evil that our nation was involved in, and I thought perhaps that the azab of Allah will come, so rather I move away. When he mentioned this, he paved the pathway, and he even did for the other friends, because each one of them were concealing their faith that no one must be aware of the reality. So when he mentioned this, he made it easy for them, and all of them came forward and they said, Wallah, it is for the very same reason that we also came away here. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes so beautiful in his tafsir. He says that it was that power that had assembled them here under this tree, that very same power that had assembled their souls in alam-e arwah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, al-arwahu junudun mujannada, فَمَا تَعَارَفَ مِنْهَا اِئْتَلَفْ وَمَا تَنَاكَرَ مِنْهَا اِخْتَلَفْ. Imam Muslim has also mentioned this hadith, that the souls met in front of Almighty Allah, and those souls that were facing one another will have muhabbat and unity in this world, and those that were in the opposite direction will have enmity in this world. In Rawdatul Rayahin, I read the incident of one person as he was walking. So someone addressed him, there was a woman, she addressed him and he said, Assalamu alaikum, addressing him by his name. So this particular person asked this woman, Min aina araftini, from where did you recognize me? How do you know my name first time I have seen you? So this woman answered, Inna Allah ta'ala khalaqa al-arwaha qabla al-ajsad. Allah created the souls before he created the physical body. Thumma adaraha hawla al-arsh. Then Allah commanded the souls to make tawaf and to circle around the throne of Almighty Allah. Thumma adaraha hawla al-arsh. فَعَرَفَتْ رُوحِ رُوحَكَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْجَوْلَانِ. So while our souls were moving around the throne of Allah, my soul recognized your soul there in that alam-e arwah, and on the basis of that spiritual power, that my soul recognized your soul there in alam-e arwah, through that very same imani power, اتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. With that very same light I recognized you. So likewise, just as Allah had assembled these souls there in alam-e arwah, Almighty Allah assembles them under this tree. The question arises, what happens from here? First time they meet, they are away now, they are gradually moving away from their family, only for the deen of Allah to protect this iman. Does the reality of this come before the people? And if it does come, then do they give up? Do they reveal the secret? Or is it, do they hold fast to the deen of Almighty Allah? Keep tuned inshallah and you'll get the answer. May Almighty Allah give us the ability that we keep our deen in front of us at all times. The lesson that we can take from today is those youth, no sooner did they notice a vice in that particular family of theirs or that particular tribe, as reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah, and according to some ulama they were on the madhab and on the religion of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, immediately honoring the deen of Almighty Allah, respecting the deen of Almighty Allah, they moved away, whether it meant tolerating the separation of their wives, their mothers, their fathers. Everything was easy when it came to protect the deen of Allah. Wa aqdu da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Ar-Rahim. Am hasibta anna ashab al-kahf wal-raqim kanu min ayatina ajaba. Idh awal fityatu ilan kahf faqalu rabbana atina min ladunka rahmah. فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا. ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
We were discussing when those youth met under the tree protecting the Iman and leaving their nation because of the evil that was prevalent amongst them. And gradually as they found it became difficult for them to obey Almighty Allah living amongst those people, they decided to hide themselves and conceal their reality in one cave to protect this Iman, which was the most important thing in their life and which is the greatest commodity and which is the beauty of a Muslim, which would show how genuine a Muslim is when he is confronted with such a situation. Giving preference and priority to the Iman, they left their near and dear ones, mothers and sisters, brothers and friends, father, relatives, uncles, aunts, everyone, and they hid away in one cave, as the Quran says, إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ, when they took shelter in one cave. Respected listeners, many a time we are confronted with a similar situation when we find that we are interviewed by a certain person for a job. The job is ideal, the wages are fantastic, but the only problem is that I won't be given off for Zuhr Salah. I won't be given off for Jummah Salah. Now my Imani power should come forward and my Imani power should stop me from taking on that job if Iman is more in my life. And just as these people, they place themselves in that particular cave and thereafter they place their trust on Allah. What did they say? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِن لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh Allah, shower your mercy upon us. We cannot leave this cave. Why? Because if we leave this cave, our reality will be manifest in front of the king and he will summon us and perhaps he will force us and he will compel us to forsake our religion. So Allah, we are concealing our reality and we are staying in this cave. But oh Allah, we have need. Ya Allah, we need food, we need water, we need to survive. So we hand it over to you. Likewise, if a person says, oh Allah, this job is ideal and I have so many needs, Allah, I have wife and children to attend to, but at the same time, because in taking up this job, oh Allah, I will not be granted permission to perform my Zuhr Salah, which is more important in my life, so I will leave this job and then make dua to Almighty Allah and see how Almighty Allah provides. Take it from me, respected listeners. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْتُ لَا يَحْتَسِمْ. Allah says, I will provide for you from such avenues which is beyond your comprehension. But first you place your trust in Allah and you show Allah how genuine you are. That when Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu made hijrat and on the way he met a caravan of disbelievers and they threatened to kill him, and he mentioned to them, أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ كَنْزِ, that I will inform to you where my belongings and my possession are in Mecca. Go and take whatever I own, but leave me. To protect his Iman, he gave up all what he owned and he enters into Medina Munawwara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Sahaba Ikram sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi, as he entered to confirm this great act of his, Almighty Allah reveals glad tidings for him and Allah speaks about him in the Quran and Allah boasts regarding him in the Quran. In the second juz, in Surah Baqarah, Allah mentions, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. From among the servants of Allah are those who sell their belongings and their possessions to protect this Iman. وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ, and Allah is very merciful and compassionate to His bondsmen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Rabbi Haybay Aba Yahya, O Abu Yahya, that was a profitable transaction. What transaction? Not that he made 50 rand or he made 100 rand or he made 1000 rand. No, the loss of all the wealth that you had accumulated and the hard effort that you had contributed in putting up that house of yours and in acquiring and accumulating whatever you had. But all that, the loss of all that to protect this Iman, Allah's that was the greatest and the best transaction you ever had since the day you put your foot into business. Likewise, these people, to protect this Iman, they took shelter in this cave. إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh Allah, shower your mercy upon us. We need food, oh Allah, but we cannot leave this place. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And oh Allah, you dispose of our affair and guide us to the right thing, oh Allah. You be with us and assist us.
نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make this dua. Allahumma hayyi lana min umurina rashada. Oh Allah, you guide us to the right thing. Oh Allah, what should be done at the correct time? Oh Allah, you put that inspiration in our heart and you guide us to the right thing. But they place their trust in Almighty Allah. So as we will discuss, how Almighty Allah rewards them. Allah says, فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا. This is Almighty Allah. When He intends doing something, Allah's custom, the entire world with all its modern technology cannot prevent the order and the decision of Almighty Allah prevailing. What did Allah do? Allah says, فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ. We drew a veil over their ears for a number of years in the cave. In other words, we put them to sleep. For how long? We didn't give them any sleeping pills. No, the order of Allah. How long did they sleep? For a week. When a person meets up in an accident so that he doesn't feel the pain while they are operating, then they are given different heavy doses. They are drugging him every day with different pills to put him off to sleep. No pill has been taken, no tablet has been taken, but the order of my Allah has come into existence. And what is it? How long are they sleeping? For a week? No. 10 days, 20 days, a month, a year? No. How long are they resting? 10 years, 20 years? Allah's custom, not a century, but by the, I take the oath of that being in whose control is my life. They rested not for a century, but centuries, with the S at the end, that is plural. Why? You place your trust in me, don't worry of food. I will make such arrangements that your body won't need food. Ask any doctor if any person can survive without eating for 3 days and without taking a sip of water. It is beyond their comprehension. It is beyond our understanding. I always mention, the mind is like a computer. The computer can only give that what you feed. The mind can only accept that, the ability of which Allah has given it to accept. Jannah cannot be understood by this mind. Jahannam cannot be understood by this mind. Qabr cannot be understood by this mind. Why? This mind has not been created. What is to happen after death? How can this mind in this world conceive and comprehend what is going to happen after death? So Almighty Allah provides for him. يَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. I will provide from such avenues which didn't cross your heart and mind. Allah put them to sleep for centuries. Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam passes by this locality. قَالَ أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. How is Allah going to give life to this people here? The thousands of souls that are lying here. These dilapidated buildings that are around here. When Almighty Allah has taken the responsibility, not can Allah, what will be the form of Allah by which Allah will give ruh and Allah will give soul to all these bodies? فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعَثَهُ. Almighty Allah gives him death on the spot. Subhanallah. Oh Muslims out there, let us recognize who our Creator is. Let us understand how fortunate we are that we have been given such a religion, such a beautiful Islam that has linked us with Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawalu. Let us recognize our Creator and lift our hands and see if our Creator does not accept our du'as. Allah's custom with a sincere heart, abstaining from haram, perform 2 rakat namaz and place your trust in Allah. Every need and every request of yours will be fulfilled from the unending treasures of Almighty Allah. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Almighty Allah says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. We have the treasures of everything. Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam makes dua to Allah. Ya Allah, how are you going to give life to everyone? فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعَثَ. Allah gives death to him on the spot. How long? For 100 years. ثُمَّ بَعَثَ. Then Allah gives him life. Who can question Almighty Allah? The bones are not decomposing. The body is not rotting. Everything is against the normal, setup and the normal system of man. Why? It is the order of Allah. Leave the body after the soul has departed. In 3 days the body is rotting. Here the body hasn't rotted. And at the same time, Nabi Kareem Sa'asim mentions that Allah has made haram on the insects of the earth to feed on the body of any Nabi. فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعَثَ. Allah gives him life. Uzair, قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتَ. How long were you sleeping? قَالَ لَبِثْتُ يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. Allah, when I went to sleep, it was sunrise. And when I got up, it was sunset. So it's the sunset of the very same day. So I slept 1 day. Oh, ba'adha yom, I think I slept a little late this morning when the sun was rising. And now the sun is about to set. So I slept about half a day. Uzair, do you know how long you have slept? You are speaking of one night. قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه. Do you know, O Uzair, you have been resting for nothing less than 100 years. Not 100 days, not 100 months. Mi'ah means 100 and am means years. You have been resting for nothing less than 100 years. Without a sip of water and without a muscle of food, without any medication. 100 years he's resting, sleep, deep sleep. And when he gets up, he thinks it's one day. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ تُعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ. And look at your food, it has not yet rot. The order of Allah. No fridge, no freezer. The food hasn't yet rot.
وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكَ وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ الْعِظَامِ كَيْفَ نُنْشِذُهَا ثُمَّ نَكْسُوهَا لَحْمًا.
Look at those decomposed bones that are lying next to you of the dead donkey. One announcer announces, أيتها العظام البالية ولحوم المتمزغة. All those decomposed bones, stand up and assemble and gather on the order of Allah. Those bones gather in the hush of Jalalain Iran, and the donkey stands up ready for Uzair to mount on and to go back to his people. Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam mounts on, goes back to the people. O people, do you know who I am? No, who are you? I am Uzair, the Nabi of Allah. Subhanallah. Uzair has passed away many years ago. Are you insane? Are you foolish? Are you dreaming? What's wrong with you? Which world are you living in? Believe me, I am Uzair. I have been sleeping. Where have you been resting? I have been resting in so and so place. How long have you been resting? I thought I was resting one day, but via revelation I was informed that I have been resting there for nothing less than 100 years. What have you been eating? I haven't eaten a morsel of food. What have you been drinking? I haven't taken a sip of water. We don't believe you, you are foolish, you are insane. People started mocking at him. It's the talk of the town. Someone mentions there is a woman in the town, very elderly woman that is alive from that time, that is prior to this miraculous incident that transpired of Uzair alayhi salam. Let's take the so-called Uzair, because we don't accept him as Uzair. Let's take him there. If this woman confirms that he is Uzair, we will accept him as the Nabi of Allah. Uzair alayhi salatu was salam was summoned. This woman questions him. First she greets him, thereafter she asks, do you claim to say you are Uzair? Mentions, yes, I am Uzair. What is your proof? This is the whole incident that has transpired. So this woman mentions that if you say you are Uzair, then I very well know that Uzair had memorized the Torah cover to cover. He knew it off by heart. If you can read the Torah off by heart, then we will accept that you are Uzair. And if not, then we won't accept you as Uzair. Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam placed the Torah one side. All the people surrounded him. This woman one side. Uzair the Nabi of Allah on the other side. After all, he was the Nabi of Allah. Cover to cover, word for word, he completed the entire Torah. Thereafter people embraced him and accepted that this was the Nabi of Allah. This is how Almighty Allah, when he decides of doing something, then no one can stop him. So Almighty Allah assists those youngsters. I'm speaking to my youngsters out there who are listening to me. This is how we should spend our youth. For indeed this youth, this ability that Allah has given us is never to return. The poet says, نُسَوِّدُ أَعْلَاهَا وَتَأْبَى أُسُولُهَا وَلَيْسَ إِلَىٰ رَدِّ الشَّبَابِ السَّبِيلُ. That as a man starts aging, he wants to deceive people. He's 50 plus, but he wants to show people that he's only 39 or he's in the 30s. So what does he do? نُسَوِّدُ أَعْلَاهَا. He dyes his hair. He blackens his hair. He puts on a wig. وَتَأْبَى أُسُولُهَا. But the poet says, you have blackened the top, but the roots refuse to turn black. Subhanallah. How beautiful is that? The roots refuse to turn black. Why? Because that age has passed. نَعَانِ الْمَشِيبُ نَعْيَنْ سَرِيحًا. The greatest invitation and reminder of death was, no sooner did that white hair come on my beard. That was the first warning of death. So, and even if he wants to blacken the roots, then the youth and that strength of the youth is never to return to him. وَلَيْسَ إِلَىٰ رَدِّ الشَّبَابِ سَبِيلُ. Dye your hair, camouflage the situation, deceive people, and in fact, not people, none other than yourself. Make yourself look younger. Is it going to make your lifespan longer? Make yourself look younger. I'll ask this question again. Make yourself look younger. Is it going to make your lifespan longer? If you are under that impression, then indeed that is very foolish of you.
نفوض أعلاها وتأبى أصولها وليس إلى رد الشباب سبيل. The poet concludes by saying there is no way, there is no manner to bring youth back into you. So all respected youth out there, let us spend and utilize and channelize this youth correctly. Today every man has understood his success different. The shopkeeper feels that if my business can flourish from one shop to the second, then I am successful. The businessman, the sportsman feels if I can be the sportsman of the year, then I am successful. The student feels that if I can get an A in my examination, then I am successful. Success is for that person. إِنَّمَا الْفَوْزُ وَالنَّعِيمُ إِنَّمَا الْفَوْزُ وَالنَّعِيمُ لِعَبْدٍ جَاءَ فِي الْحَشْرِ آمِنًا مُسْتَرِيحًا, who spends his life in the obedience of Allah, upholding the tariqah and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he alone is successful. So these youth take shelter under in this cave. Turn into Almighty Allah. هَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Just as Almighty Allah made it happen for Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, likewise these youth are resting in this cave for centuries. They place their trust in Allah away from their family. The question arises, where is this cave? Which century did this transpire in? Which Nabi was present, or was there a Nabi present? I found one quotation of Ibn Kathir which I thought is of utmost importance for me to mention here. What a beautiful principle he has mentioned. He mentioned, قَدْ أَخْبَرَنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِذَلِكَ وَأَرَادَ مِنَّا فَهْمَهُ وَتَدَبُّرَهُ وَلَمْ يُخْبِرْنَا بِمَكَانِ هَذَا الْكَهْفِ فِي أَيِّ الْبِلَادِ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذْ لَا فَائِدَةَ لَنَا فِيهِ وَلَا قَصْدٌ شَرْعِيٌّ. That Allah has not revealed to us where this cave is. And in Itqan it is written, أَبْهِمُ مَا أَبْهَمَهُ اللَّهُ. What Allah has not revealed, don't investigate. What Allah hasn't discussed, don't inquire. Allah hasn't spoken where is this cave, how many they were exactly, the exact figure Allah hasn't mentioned. Why discuss? The point that has to be highlighted here is the power of Allah. And like Almighty Allah mentions, that after that they slept for 3 centuries. I won't give the exact figure to maintain the suspense. Keep in tune and inshallah we will get the exact figure one of the days. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا. Almighty Allah says, thereafter we gave life to these people, after the few centuries that they slept for, لِنَعْلَمَ, so that we can see in order to test, أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا, which of the two parties were correct in calculating the right figure of their sleep. In other words, what actually happened was, after Allah gave them life and they came out and this incident was manifest, people started discussing different incidents. And unfortunately, instead of recognizing the power of Allah, people started inquiring of the exact figure of how long they slept. This is many a times what happens, is when a story is mentioned, then instead of extracting the moral and benefiting from the story, we want to know who told you and who told him and when it happened and how do I know it's true and what is... No, it is a moral. There is a lesson for us to take from that story. Let us benefit from what is trying to put across. Likewise, it is in vain for me to discuss where the cave is, which century it was exactly, although the commentators have discussed it. Like further, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi himself writes, وَالرُّوَاتُ مُخْتَلِفُونَ فِي قِصَصِهِمْ وَكَيْفَ كَانَ اِجْتِمَاعُهُمْ وَخُرُوجُهُمْ وَلَمْ يَأْتِ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ كَيْفِيَّةُ ذَلِكَ وَلَا فِي الْقُرْآنِ. That where this cave was exactly, neither does the Quran speak about it and neither does the Hadith speak. So أَبْهِمُوا مَا أَبْهَمَهُ اللَّهُ. What Allah hasn't discussed, we will not discuss. But the point that we have to learn here is that the Qudrat of Allah and the might of Allah, if we are confronted in such a situation, when Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was invited to the act of fornication and zina, as we discussed in the month of Ramadan, to abstain from that evil, when the doors were shut, وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبَوَابِ, he didn't have the key to open the door, but he placed his trust in Allah, and what was in his ability, he presented it. So he ran to the door, and as he hastened to the door, the balance was left to Allah. He did what he had to do, Allah did what Allah had to do, and the door was open. So these people took shelter in the cave, Ya Allah, for your deen. We haven't got food, we haven't got water. You prepare and you, oh Allah, you organize it for us. They handed it over to Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah, respected listeners, when he wants to prepare, then he can make a man sleep for 300 consecutive years. Subhanallah, this is the great power of my Lord. سبحان الله وفي كل شيء له آية تدل على أنه واحد. This is sufficient for a man to accept Islam, and it is sufficient for a man to recognize the power of Allah, that everything happens through the will of Almighty Allah, because this is against the normal nature of man. How can a man survive without food, without drink, and sleep for so many years? Not months or years, but 3 centuries. لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا. We make dua to the Almighty Allah that He give us the ability at all times. We give preference and priority to the deen of Allah as this youth did. And if perchance there is a push and the situation comes to such that it means a separation from our wife and children for the protection of our deen, then let us be ready for it. This is the very same lesson that the Quran is giving us in this very same incident. May Allah give me and all of us the ability. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.